Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for a Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen special. Now I'm going to introduce Ariel and Nancy. So far we have.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, you all can go ahead and we'll be playing this Lee Knox song here shortly. So if you want, I can go ahead and play that.
Sounds good.
Alrighty then, here is, hold on, Lee Knox.
You know, first giving honor to God, who's first in my life, I wanted to do a song, take me back to my roots. My granddad, Eugene Farrar, and the original Blazing Stars of Statesville. If he was still here with us, I would imagine they would sing something similar to this. You just But I want to encourage you to hold on in the midst of what you're going through. Just hold on. Just hold on. You just hold on. It's gonna get better.
That was a great song. I will bring our two guests back on. They can tell us what they're doing, a little bit about that.
Hi, I'm Nancy Sevier, and I am your world's classic Miss Tourism Legacy Queen. And I'm going to be talking to you about service animals, mainly my service animal, which is Remy, and she is a Yorkie. She started out as a certified therapy animal, which then turned into my own service animal, which is a medical alert animal. I have survived three strokes, and so she began alerting me before my blood pressure would get too high, or you know, anything that deals with my heart, such as the blood pressure and all. She ended up noticing if I was getting ready to have a TIA, which is a transient ischemic attack, which is like a mini stroke. And so my doctor was super amazed at that. People think that any service animal has to go through a rigorous training, and they really don't. And they think, you know, that you have to go to a place to get a service animal. And that might be for, you know, some people, such as for a CNI dog. But not all service animals have to go through a rigorous training school or cost thousands and thousands of dollars. Remy actually came from the Humane Society of Northwest Louisiana, which I am a member of, and they knew that I was looking for a new baby, and the police here had raided an animal hoarder's, and they had gotten in some Yorkies, and I forget the other breed. It was another small breed. And so once they had gone through a bunch of clearance and health issues and everything, the head of our organization had gotten in touch with me and said, Nancy, come in on Friday and look at the Yorkies, and if none of them mesh, then come back on Saturday and look at the other group. Well, when I came in on that Friday, of course, the majority of them were just huddling in the corner of their little run, shaking, petrified, except for Remy. She walked on out like, okay, my bags are packed, let's go. And, of course, they knew, you know, that I was looking, you know, like at therapy animals because I go into the nursing homes with my baby. And so, you know, she just walked on out, and I said, okay, she picked me. Well, in the process with everything that's been going on with the pandemic and everything and my mother passing, my medical condition itself. And next thing you knew, Remy was picking up on my medical condition. And my doctor agreed that, yeah, she needed to be for my medical. And the rest is kind of history with her. So, you know, she already knew, you know, the major come, sit, stay, heal, this type of thing. And then when she would, you know, pick up on everything, she could calm me down. Especially like if I was getting ready to have a migraine or if my blood pressure was starting to climb. She knew what to do. So, you know, that was one thing that was really amazing about her, because people think you can't get a service dog from a rescue. Well, yes, you can. And it doesn't have to be a purebred dog. And, of course, you know, people think, you know, a small dog can't be a service dog either, but it depends on what you need. Of course, you know, if you need a CNI dog or a mobility dog, yeah, you need a bigger dog than what Remy is. She's a Yorkie. So she's a 10-pound, you know, dog. Of course, you know, like I say, for the bigger dogs, you're looking at, you know, a lab, that type animal. So It's just, you know, the different needs. And you can find them in rescues. We even have our local police come in and go through the dogs because, like I said, they go through, you know, the regular training for sit, come, stay, lay, before, you know, they go out. And the police actually come and go through our dogs, and they, you know, they sit there and go, hey, whoa, wait, this baby is going so good, you know. I think we might like them on our team, to where we've had several dogs that have ended up going with the police. So, you know, you can find service animals at animal rescues. So they take the love, and they don't have to, you know, be on point at all times, because they do need a little bit of break from being, you know, on service the whole time. So, you know, Remy does get her little playtime, but she also still is constantly training and learning. And if anybody has any questions.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ariel, do you have any question about that?
No, I think that's such an amazing, like, I never know that you can actually get it from a rescue place, because
yeah.
I usually heard that it has to be in a school and it costs thousands of dollars, and I think that's pretty amazing.
Exactly. That's what most people think, you know, that you have to kind of order your dog, and that's not the case at all. You know, that if you can actually go to a rescue, because not all rescues have older dogs. Remy was 3 when I got her. And a lot of places will say, oh, that's too old, but it's not. And, I mean, she's still acting, you know, like a puppy. To where rescues do get puppies all the time. In fact, they get mama dogs that haven't even given birth. I mean, they're getting close to giving birth. And you never know what type of dog's going to be at a rescue. They even have purebred like Remy. You know, so you can get any kind. And you can train your own service dog. It does not have to be trained by some organization that you then have to spend a year. Oh, sorry. Zoe. That's my big dog. You do not have to spend a year with a school that's training the dog and spend thousands of dollars on that dog and then hope it works out. And another thing that people don't know, you know, they think that they have to constantly wear a service vest, and they don't have to.
Interesting. So give out your contact information and stuff. I mean, we'll do that again later, but go ahead.
What do you mean?
How can people get into contact with you if they want to at least find out more?
Just a second. I'll give you my email because it's mblondbeauty@aol.com. And I'll have to spell that for you because I had to misspell it. Okay, it's N, N as in Nancy, B as in boy, L, O, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, E as in every, B as in boy, E as in every, A, U, T as in Tom, I, E, at AOL.com.
Excellent.
instead of putting a Y at the end, I had to put an IE. So, but, you know, it just depends because, and then you, you know, if you do want to go through a certain, like usually, like I say, those for the blind, those, I would say, you know, definitely go through a school that has trained them. And then those are going to cost you, of course, you know, which, I mean, you could, you know, train your own, but then that's going to be kind of really hard. But for any of the others, there are ways that you can train them because, I mean, that's going to be the same as, you know, fetch. You know, here, I'm going to throw the ball, go fetch it. And just the constant repeat, and you can actually, you know, if in your area you have dog trainers like at Petco, PetSmart, they can help you with, you know, basic obedience and then advanced training. Go in there, but you have to be consistent with what you're wanting to do. And then from there, you go to a higher level, such as if you are wanting them to, okay, I just dropped, you know, you're sitting on the bed or on the sofa and you just dropped something and you need the dog to pick it back up. Then you have to do, you know, constant training there, which is similar to fetch. But of course, you know, you need them to pick it up and, like, put it in your lap or put it, you know, next to you. So, you know, that is a constant repetition that you've got to get them to do. And, of course, say you're in a wheelchair and you go into the refrigerator and you need them to open the refrigerator, then, you know, you would have tied on the door and you would teach them to pull the towel to open the door. You know, just different things like that. And then, of course, you get into the training of taking them to places such as Home Depot and Lowe's that will allow the dogs to come there. And so that they, you know, get used to being around all the people and the noise, you know, because like at Home Depot and Lowe's, they're going to, you know, be dropping wood and that type thing, and you don't want your dog to freak out from the noise. And they will allow animals in there. And a lot of people, when they're training their dogs, that's where they go. Because you've got, you know, the people that are pushing the buggies and all kind of stuff. So here's your dog that's with you. And like I say, you know, they don't have to, it is not a law that you have to have a service vest on your dog. Most people think you have to have it on there, but you don't.
Interesting. Okay, we have about 3 or 4 minutes left. Ariel, do you have anything, any topics to that you'd like to share or contact information to give out or a topic or anything?
Sure. Hi, everyone. So I'm Aria Galvez. I am a former Miss Philippines USA Tourism and Miss Photogenic from 2019 to 2021. My advocacy is to help little kids with mental disabilities to grow independent in their life and also feel empowered. And this has all stemmed from my brother. So, yeah.
Interesting. Awesome. And then how would they go about, listeners go about contacting you?
Well, you can contact me through Instagram. My Instagram is Aria Pauline G. So that's Pauline. And yeah, that's about it.
Gotcha. Interesting. Okay. And then, Nancy, you want to give out that email address one more time?
Sure. N, B as a boy, L, O, N, D as in dog, E, B as in boy, E, A, U, T as in Tom, I, E, at AOL.com.
Gotcha. And then any last things both of you want to stress to the listeners, or just any final words before we close out this half hour?
One thing I'd like to stress when it comes to service animals, most people sit there and, oh, look at the cute doggy, and run up to pet. They are a working animal, so please don't distract them. You know, if the owner says it's okay, wait until the owner says that. Otherwise, you could be distracted and something could happen to the owner because the dog was distracted.
Absolutely. That's very good advice. And Ariel, anything else?
Nothing. Just thank you for having us here.
Definitely, thank you.
Yeah, very sorry that Lee or nobody else seemed to have made it, but we will definitely play his song again to close us out. And we thank you both for joining us this evening. And
thank you.
Have a great rest of your week. Here is,
and an upcoming February. Have a great February.
Yes, great February. Here is Hold On Again.
You know, first giving honor to God, it was first in my life. I wanted to do a song, take me back to my roots. My granddad, Eugene Farrar, and the original Blazing Stars of Statesville. If he was still here with us, I would imagine they would sing something similar to this. You just but I want to encourage you to hold on in the midst. What you're going through, just hold on. Just hold on. You just hold on. It's gonna get better. I'm here to encourage you to